Of everything you've investigated, Kevin, is there anything that stands out as really very strange for you or just incredibly bizarre under any of this?
Well, of course, the whole subject matter is quite a bit off the normal. But really, I guess the thing that strikes me about all the apparitions is this Itun one. I know we've discussed this a little bit ago, but to have so many witnesses see something, and we're talking, this was on Arab television for 2 years, George. I mean, millions of witnesses, photos, Stern, the German magazine, covered it, the New York Times, Paris Match, I think it was called. Yet, it's not in the public mind. I mean, I even Catholics, I've mentioned, you never hear of Zaytun? They say no. Because they see, actually, the Coptic Church, the Egyptian Coptic Church, is the one that had handled the investigation of Zaytun, not the Catholic Church. The Copts are a long Christian group. But anyway, I guess that is, strikes me odd. I mean, that's not as extreme as some things, but it strikes me odd is that people don't know about it. There's been other thing, of course, the Tolma that I just described, that's pretty strange artifact. There are some things, though, that are somewhat troubling.
Such as?
Well, there is a seer in Brazil. His name is Pedro Regis, and he's been ostensibly been receiving apparitions from the Virgin Mary. And George, I'm afraid this fellow's had some pretty accurate predictions.
And what does he predict, Kevin?
Well, George, the Virgin Mary gave him predictions that the Vatican would have an abuse crisis over the child abuse issue. She predicted the earthquake in Haiti. There's been some allusion, some of the language was a little hard to discern, but there's a potentiality she may have even predicted the Gulf disaster with the oil.
Does he publish these in advance, or what does he do?
Well, there's a website that's different websites that they do publish these as they are accumulated, yes.
But, I mean, does he publish them in advance?
Yes, so yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, these are all in advance, certainly.
So the big question is what's he see for the future, then, right now?
Well, that's another one that doesn't look too good, really. For example, in March 6, 2007, now I know this jives a lot with a lot of coast-to-coast shows and subject material. It says, I won't read the whole thing, but just the gist. Dear sons and daughters, bend your knees in prayer. Humanity will carry a heavy cross when the Earth loses its normal movement. There will be a change in the gravitational force of the Earth, which will attract a distant giant. And then it goes on to say, pray, and the geography of the world will change. Then it finally says, the day will come when the lives of men will no longer be the same. Now, and it also says, don't be frightened, but that's still pretty alarming. And
what does attract a distant giant mean to you?
The only thing that would mean to me is it's a something like that Nibiru thing. That
some kind of celestial body.
Exactly. That's what I would assume it would mean, yes.
Me too. Me too.
And some kind of meteor. I guess it doesn't have to be as giant as a Nibiru item from some of the shows we've had. I guess any kind of good asteroid could.
All right. So you're saying that prediction came in March of 2007.
Yes, I'm looking at it right here, yes.
From this guy, right?
Right. Right.
Does he put a date on when it will occur?
No, they don't really say, but the gist of the theory is that it would be within a few years. I mean, it's a coming event.
My.
So, I mean, that kind of took me back when I saw that. I was like, oh, my goodness.
What else is this guy got?
Well, various things, but those primary areas, the abuse crisis, the earthquake, Haiti format, the Gulf oil disaster, is really, the language isn't that ambiguous in that. And then this one about the potential celestial body. I mean, that's really been the most eye-opening ones I've seen. But now he seems to be pretty accurate. The church hasn't given him a vote of confidence. But then that's not surprising.
Let me ask you: Have you given him a vote of confidence in your own mind?
Yes, I have. Well, at least 90%. I have, because these have been so stunning. I mean, I mean, and sometimes the language is not that ambiguous, like saying a disaster, for example, in that earthquake in Haiti example, saying a disaster would happen in the land of mountains. That's Haiti's nickname. That's not that ambiguous.
Good point.
And then it says here, relative to the Gulf, this comes to March 18th, it says, death will pass on the coast of the Gulf and will leave a great trail of destruction. Now,
that's huge. That's it.
That's right it. That's exactly it. And like I say, the date's March 18th. So this is pretty accurate. I'd have to take my hat off to this guy. And
and he gets these from, you're saying, the Virgin Mary?
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right.
Now, that's really shocking. But she does emphasize not to be frightened because, you know, God's still around. It's not like we're alone. But yes, I mean, of all the seers I've come across, this guy's coming up with stuff, and it's clear cut.
You have talked about unusual phenomena associated with some of the saints, some of the apparitions.
Oh, yes.
They include levitation, clairvoyance. Go through some of these with me. What's happening?
Well, get my folder out. Padre Pio was actually like a cafeteria of miraculous events, and the thing that was good about him was that he lived in relatively modern times. He died in 1965, if I recall correctly. And, of course, being in modern times, the events around him were well chronicled. But, of course, he had the stigmata. And, you know, some people that were cynical were saying these were self-inflicted wounds. Of course, that's not impossible.
Not impossible, but I think it's nonsense.
Kind of preposterous, really. But no, they weren't. And he's not the only one to have had these. There was a very excellent apparition in, up into the 90s. It was from the, 80s to the 90s. It was in Batania, Venezuela. Maria Esperanza, she had signs of the stigmata, which are the signs of Jesus' wounds in their hands.